this storm, not only did we have a significant impact on our distribution system, that's the lines that we see in our neighborhoods and that ultimately serves businesses, we had 90 transmission lines down. And transmission lines are those huge lattice towers that you see out in the countryside. So until we can get the electricity that's been generated by the power plants into the communities themselves, that's been the real problem of this storm. 90 transmission lines down, and we've had somewhere north of 70 substations that were not operational.
Looking back, even with just a few days to look back, were you as prepared as you could be?
I believe that we were. Within 2 hours of this storm, which caught meteorologists all over the country by surprise, within 2 hours, we were already having our first organizational meeting.
Some people are getting frustrated and saying we should have had a stronger infrastructure. Is there merit to that point of view?
I don't believe so. The reality is that there are many things. You can over-engineer cars, you can over-engineer homes, you can over-engineer the electric utility system. You can do those things at a cost. And the question is, does the public want to pay that cost for events that are 1 in 10 years, 1 in 20 years? And that is the logic by which the electric utility grid and many other products that we consume, that they're designed. And it's really no difference in our industry. When you look at cost and you look at the cost benefit, I would say that we found that sweet spot over time and with experience.
What have you learned already that maybe you didn't know before?
Well, I can tell you, a storm like this was one that I had, I'd never seen one like this before. And as soon as we knew that we had something of this magnitude, everyone was ready, willing, and committed to moving as fast as they possibly could.
At this point, if there's one thing you could ask people what you'd like them to do and ask them not to do, what would each one be?
The one thing that I would ask them to do is please be patient. And I'm very sympathetic and I understand the frustration out there. But again, the magnitude of this storm, I think, is evident across the country. And then the thing that I would ask them not to do is, as they clear their own property, please stay away from power lines. They may be energized, and it's imperative that you are very careful out there and stay away from those lines.